Okay, open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter number 2. And verse number 28. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. Chapter 2, verse 28 at saka 29. Iko-complete na natin ang chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. Siguro ang pamagat ng message ay ang pagpapala na nakukuha sa pagsunod kay Kristo. Ang pagpapala na nakukuha natin sa pagsunod kay Kristo. The blessings of abiding and obeying and following Jesus Christ. The blessings of following Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, ang sabi ng Bible, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If any of you, if ye know that He is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of Him." Sa Tagalog, kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi, "At ngayon, humunti pong mga anak, manahan kayo sa Kanya, upang kung siya'y mahayag, ay magkaroon kayo ng pagkakatiwala at huwag tayong mga pahiya sa harapan niya sa kanyang pagpaparito. Kung nalalaman niyong siya'y matuwid, nalalaman naman ninyo na ang bawat gumagawa ng katwiran ay ipinanganak niya." So, ang Pasko ay ang pagdiriwang natin sa unang pagdating ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Pero hindi yan ang complete story. Siya ay muling babalik. At ang kanyang muling pagbabalik, dapat tayo ay handa. No, nung una siyang dumating, ito ay sekreto. Ito ay lihim, kumbaga, binigay lang sa isang birhen at sa kanyang esposa. Pagkatapos, tinawag yung mga pastol. Maliit lang ang una niyang pagdating. Napakaliit, napaka-sekreto. Limited lang talaga. Pero ang muli niyang pagbabalik ay hindi ganyan kasikreto. Yung muli niyang pagbabalik, sabi ng Bible, lahat ng mga mata ay makikita siya. Now, lalo lang ngayon, sa kapanahunan natin ng computer, ng cellphone, ng internet, kahit nasa ang kandako ng mundo, makikita ka ng mga tao. So talagang yung prophecy ng Bible, ibang klase talaga pag nag-prophesy ang Bible, no? Now, we celebrate Christmas. When we think of Christmas, we think of the first coming of Jesus Christ. He came as a baby in a manger. He came alone from heaven. He divulged himself to Mary and to Joseph. The only ones that came to his birthday were the shepherds. And so his first coming was private, almost secretive. But his second coming, when he comes back, when he returns, the Bible says that every eye will see him. And especially in our day and age, when you look at the phones and you look at the smartphones and internet, it's amazing how everyone, you could be on any part of the world and everyone can see, pretty much. So I believe when Jesus returns, every eye will know that he is who he is. And that'll take place after the tribulation period in that we've studied about with the Antichrist. So, tatlo ang binibigay sa atin na challenge dito sa verses 28 and 29. There are three challenges for us as His children, as the children of God, that we ought to be and do in light of the second coming of Jesus, in light of His soon return. Number one, the Bible teaches us to abide in Him. Abide in Him. So una, tatlo ang punto na pag-aaralan natin. Ano ang dapat natin gawin? Alinsunod sa liwanag ng kanyang muling pagbabalik. Una, ang pagpapanatili sa Kanya. Manatili tayo sa Kanya. Abide in Him. Look at verse number 28. "And now, little children, abide in Him." So ano bang ibig sabihin ng abide in Him? Look at John chapter 15, verse 4. manatili sa kanya. Kumbaga, hindi lang siya ang nakatira sa atin, tayo rin ay tumitira sa kanya. John chapter 15. Look at John chapter 15 and verse number 4. What does it mean to abide in Him? Well, it's not that when we receive Jesus as Savior, He's in our heart, but we also live in Him. We move and function in Him. In Him is a key word in the Bible. Pag nag-Bible study kayo, tingnan, pansinin mo yung parira lang, in Him. Maraming in Him sa Bible. Kasi nung tinanggap mo si Kristo, tinanggap ka ni Kristo. Meron tayong pakikisama sa Kanya. We are in Him. Look at John chapter 15, verse number 4. Abide in Me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in Me. Paano mamumunga ang isang branch kapag hindi ito kasapi doon sa vine? No? So this is a horticultural example, but what it's saying is Christians abide in Christ. And whoever's not abiding in Christ, there's no life. Walang buhay kapag hindi ka kaanib kay Kristo. So kailangan kaanib tayo kay Kristo at manatili tayo sa Kanya. Ang pagpapanatili sa Kanya ay subalit sa kagipitan at kahirapan ng buhay. We abide in Him in spite of trouble and trials. We stick with Him. We abide with Him. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. Isa sa pinakapaborito kong verse ay yung 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. I've always liked this verse. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. And the Bible says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto ourselves, but unto us they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, habang naghihintay tayo ng pagmuling pagbabalik ng Panginoong Hesukristo, we are to be ready, prepared for service. Handa tayo, naghahanda tayo. Kaya ang araw-araw na gawain ng Kristiyano ay paghahanda sa muling pagbabalik ni Hesukristo. Kaya tayo nagsasama-sama, kaya tayo nananalangin, kaya tayo nagbabasa ng Bible, kaya tayo nagsiserve, nagsisilbi tayo, kaya tayo nagpapakita ng pagmamahal sa kapwa-tao, tayo ay naghahanda, hindi para sa buhay na ito, pero sa buhay na darating, pagdating ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Now, troubles and trials will come, but hope will remain in us as long as we abide in Jesus Christ. Abide in Him. Kasama natin ang kapangyarihan at kaginhawaan ng salita ng Diyos. Kapag nag-aabay tayo, merong ginhawa at tulong sa salita ng Diyos. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29. When we abide in Christ, that means we abide in His Word. And His Word is useful in our life. Look at Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, 29 says, "Is not my word like as fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" So yung salita ng Diyos ay parang gamit natin sa buhay. Sabi ng Panginoon, hindi ba ang salita ko ay parang apoy at parang martilyo na ginagamit ng banal na Espiritu? And God's Word, if you abide in Him, abide in His Word. Alright? Tinatangkilik natin ang presensya ng Diyos kapag nag-aabide tayo kay Christ. When we abide in Christ, not only is His Word useful, but we also sense the presence of God. The presence of God in our life. Tinatangkilik natin ang presensya ng Diyos. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 12. Look at Isaiah chapter 51 and verse number 12. Ito ay napakagandang Bible verse. I, sabi ng Panginoon, I, even I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and the son of man which shall be made as grass? So sabi ng Panginoon, ako ang nagbibigay ng aliw sa inyo, ako ang nagbibigay ng comfort sa inyo. Sino ka ba at bakit ka matatakot sa tao? Kasama natin ang Diyos palagi. That's why we abide in Him, because we sense the presence of the Lord. Alright? Number three, lahat ng ating kahirapan ay sinukat na ng Diyos. Lahat ng darating na kahirapan ay sukat na ng Diyos. God measures our trials. God measures our trials. Look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. Tingnan mo ito. At magandang Bible verse ito na i-memorize. We ought to memorize this verse because this verse will get you real comfort when troubles come. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Sabi ng Bible, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. So, habang dumarating ang testing sa tsaka troubles, ang Panginoong Diyos ay faithful at hindi ka pababayaan, at lahat ng mararanasan mo, kaya mong, ano yung bear, kaya mong pasahin, no? Kaya mong pasahin. Dahil sa grasya ng Panginoon. So, abide in Him. Merong layunin ng Diyos sa bawat kahirapan. God has a plan and a purpose. Even in the midst of suffering and trials, God has a plan and a purpose. Look at Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Psalm 89 and verse number 30. Psalm 89, verse number 30. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, verse 31, if they break my statutes and keep my commandments, verse 32, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. So, God sometimes sends troubles our way to spank us. God sometimes sends troubles our way, not just to spank us, but to correct us. Sometimes nagpapadala siya ng kagipitan sa atin para i-correct tayo. Lalo na pag tayo ay anak ng Diyos na binabaliwala natin ang kanyang salita. Ganyan, talagang bababa ang correction ng Panginoon para sa atin, para ituwid niya tayo. Alright? Hindi siya pumapayag na walang katapusan ang kahirapan. Balang araw, matatapos din ang kahirapan. Look at Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 32. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 32. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. Okay? Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 32. You know, God is a merciful God. And there will come times when He sends trouble and trial to correct us, but thank God, troubles are not final. There is an end to God's judgment, to God's testings and trials. Lamentation chapter 3 and verse 32 says, but though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitudes of His mercies. So sa lahat ng ginagawa ng Diyos sa atin, kasama ang kanyang pagmamalasakit at kapatawaran. So hindi palagi mayroong katapusan ang kahirapan. You know, God will end the hardships. So, bakit tayo special tayo pag anak ka ng Diyos? Manatili ka kasama. Okay, yeah. Kapag wala tayong trials, hindi natin pinapansin ng Diyos. Di ba? Mas easy na kalimutan. Pero pag dumating yung kahirapan, tumitingin tayo sa kanyang palagi. We're just that way. We're made that way. Alright, so abide in Him. Abide in Him. Number two, ang pananalig sa kanya, confidence in Him. Confidence in Him. Now, dalawang choices na makikita natin sa 1 John chapter 2. You can either be confident at His return, or you can be ashamed at His return. Confidence or shame, that's your choice. Ang pananalig sa kanya o kahihiyan, dalawa lamang ang pagpipiliin. Nung una siyang dumating, again, tahimik, walang nakakaalam, baby. Yung pangalawa niyang pagbabalik, hariing, lahat ng mga mata ay nasa kanya. Mapapahiya ang lahat ng umaasa sa iba't ibang Diyos-Diyosan, yung mga umaasa sa kanilang sarili, yung umaasa sa kanilang mga ambisyon na hindi kasama o sumasang-ayon sa Diyos, lahat ng sangkatauhan ay mapapahiya pagdating ng Panginoong Hesukristo kasi hindi siya ang kanilang pinagkatiwalaan. Siguro pinagkatiwalaan nila ang kanilang talino, kanilang abilidad, o kanilang sariling tradisyon. Pero sila ay mapapahiya. Tingnan mo ang Mark chapter 8 verse 38. Look at Mark chapter 8 and verse 38. You have two choices. You can either be confident at His return or you'll be ashamed. Now, characteristically, Christians are the ones who are confident at the return of Christ. And the unsaved will be ashamed at the return of Christ because they had faith in everything else except for Jesus. They had faith in themselves. They had faith in their works. They had faith in their tradition. They had faith in their lineage. They had faith in everything else, but they never put their faith in Jesus Christ, and that's why they'll be ashamed when Jesus returns. Because the only ones that Jesus will validate are those who had faith in Him. Look at Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Mark 8, 38. Sige, go ahead. Go ahead. Si John. Sa buhay ni Kristo sa mundo, 33 and a half years, no, yung buhay niya dito, tatlong kalahating taon ang ministry niya dito. Sa tatlong kalahating taon, ang pinakamalapit sa kanya, personal best friend niya, si John, yung pinakabatang disciple. Si Pedro, kaibigan niya yon, pero para siyang assistant ng Panginoon. Siya ang pangalawa. Kumbaga, siya ang una sa mga apostol, pero ang pinaka-best friend ni Jesus, si John. Yeah. Yun, kaya nga, ayan, ay binabasa natin yung 1 John. Oo, talaga. Paulo o si Pedro?
Pablo.
Oh, yeah. Si Pablo, siya ang namumuno sa mga disipulo, sa mga apostol. Pero hindi siya ang pinaka-the best friend, no? Pero kasama siya sa tatlo. Tatlo ang pinaka-inner circle ng Panginoon. Peter, James, and John. Peter, at palagi yan ang makikita mo sa Bible, yan ang record. Peter, James, and John. Pero personal friend talaga, si John. At nung namatay na yung ibang 12 apostles, yung 12 disciples, siya na lang ang natitira, si John, ang pinakamahaba na nabuhay sa kanila. Oo. Yes, nasa Patmos. Island of Patmos. Mm-mm. Yeah, John. Yeah, John was the last of the disciples, but he was the closest to Jesus. He was the closest friend. Yep. Now look at Mark chapter 8 verse 38. Mark chapter 8 verse 38. Ang sabi ng Bible, Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. But when he cometh in glory of his Father with the holy angels. So, magmamakahiya sa akin at sa aking mga salita, yung mga magkakahiya sa kanya at sa kanyang mga salita, sila rin ay kanya rin ipagkakahiya sila pagdating ng anak ng tao. When the Son of Man returns, those that were ashamed of Jesus, Jesus will be ashamed of them. And it's not going to be a good day. There's no confidence. There's only shame. So, number one, abide in Him. Number two, have confidence in Him. And number three, ang katiyakan na dulot ng pagpapanatili sa Kanya. Alam mo, kapag ikaw ay nananatili sa Panginoon, maaari kang magkaroon ng katiyakan. Una, kapag kilala mo ang Diyos. Look at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 29. And the last point I want to share with you is this. Confidence comes from many things. First of all, you have to know God. You have to be saved. You have to be saved. Look at 1 John chapter 2 verse 9. If we know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. So, maaaring magkaroon ka ng katiyakan kapag una, kilala mo siya, Him. Him that is righteous. Siya na matuwid. Kasi ang tingin ng tao sa Diyos ay parang kaibigan, parang best friend ko siya, pero hindi siya Lord. Hindi siya Diyos. At sa palagay nila, okay lang ang konting kasalanan, hindi pwede. Ang Diyos ay matuwid. Righteous. Okay? Maaari kang magkaroon ng katiyakan, pangalawa, kapag gumagawa ka ng katuwiran. The more you do right, the more you'll be have confidence when Jesus returns. The more you do right, the more confidence you'll have when Jesus returns. Now look at that, verse 29. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. Everyone who does righteousness. Kapag ikaw gumagawa ka ng tama, meron kang pananalig sa Kanya. Meron kang confidence sa Kanya. You know, kapag gumagawa ng mali ang mga anak ko, wala silang confidence pagdating ko sa bahay. Parang takot sila, parang may problema, ganyan. Bakit? Kasi hindi sila gumawa ng tama. Now, anak ko pa rin sila kahit anong mangyari. Mahal ko sila, siyempre. Bukod sa siguro pagsunog ng bahay, ganyan, wala na siguro silang magagawa na talagang matatalsik ko sila sa pamilya ko. They, I love them too much, you know? Even if they burn the house down, I guess. Yeah, you know? But what I'm saying is, when children do wrong, they don't have confidence when daddy comes home. And Christian, I can't speak for mom. And a Christian cannot have confidence if they're not doing right. So, kailangan palaging matuwid ang ginagawa natin para meron tayong lakas ng loob sa pagmuling pagbabalik ng Panginoon. So, be careful, examine natin, no? Lahat ng katuwiran natin ay nagmumula sa Kanya. Kapag mayroong katuwiran, kapag mayroong pagpupuri, pag may pagpasasalamat sa ating puso, hindi ito nanggaling sa atin, ito'y nanggaling sa Kanya. Every praise and every thanks and every good that we do is not from us, it's from God. But the more we do right, the more confidence we'll have. Isang mahusay na pribilehyo at responsibilidad ang maging anak ng Diyos. Ang buhay natin ay galing sa Kanya at nararapat lamang na isuoli natin sa Kanya ang ating buhay na may kasamang pagpupuri at pasasalamat. Manatili tayo sa Kanya at patuloy tayo na manalig sa Kanya at balang araw sa Kanyang pagbabalik ay hindi tayo mapapahiya pero punong-puno tayo ng kagalakan. Our life comes from God, and it's only proper that we return our thanks and we return our life to God with thanks and praise. We abide in Him and continually trust in Him and have confidence in Him, so that one day when He returns, we will not be ashamed, but we will be full of joy that we did right in the sight of our Lord. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Let's pray.
Makilang Diyos, salamat po sa pribilehyo at responsibilidad na maging anak ng Diyos. Nawa, Panginoon, kami ay gumawa ng matuwid at ng tama para meron kaming lakas ng loob sa pagharap pag nakita ka namin, Lord. Meron kaming masasabi na salamat at pupupuri at wala kaming kahihiyan na hindi namin nagampanan ng iyong layunin, hindi namin napag-aralan ng iyong salita. Marami na po kaming nalaman at nagawa sa iyong biyaya, sa iyong lakas, hindi ito likas sa amin. Kinikilala po namin ang grasya na binibigay niyo po sa amin, na siya ang humihikayat sa amin na gumawa ng tama.
Lord, we thank you. We look for the day that you return and that we can see you face to face and that we will know that we did that which is right and pleasing in your sight as best we know by the power and the grace that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord. Help us to abide in you, have confidence in you. Help us to do that which is right, that we may not be ashamed at your return. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are this.